Just before that, I'm going to invite Martin and Karen around. It might just be Martin, actually, or both of you. Okay, good. Team effort. Some of you will know Martin and Karen already. They've been around for about 6 months, and they are already having a real impact in our church. We love them. They've got real vision for young people particularly, training, raising up leaders, doing real discipleship with young people. I've probably stolen a bit of Martin's thunder. But Martin's going to tell you just going to sit down, yeah. A new initiative that these guys are kicking off. Is it today?
This is day two.
Day two. All right, tell us more.
Day two. Morning, everybody. Oh, that was a bit underwhelming, wasn't it, really? Hello! Yay! Good. So, Martin and Karen, as Matt said, we've been here, 6 months-ish, a little bit more maybe, than that.
Nearly a year.
Yeah. I know. We're so memorable. and we've been here, about that sort of time. We're going to pick up on some of the work that's been ongoing here, but with the Ignite group particularly. We're going to be doing Sunday mornings on, what is the second Sunday? This is the second Sunday, right? Second Sunday? Good. Now we all know what we're doing. Second Sunday of the month, we're going to go out. We're going to be using a tool certainly to start off with called the Bible Project. Some of you will be aware of that. It's a nice little tool around going a little bit deeper with our Bibles, understanding the Word of God, which is kind of fits in with what we've been doing just recently, which is quite nice. So we're going to be having a look at certainly the New Testament going forward, start off with. Yep. I love what Judith said just there. Children teach us so much, you know, and as much as we're going to go out and do this with them, on these mornings, this is their job description. They ask questions, and that makes us think. It really grounds us in what we do. And, you know, so ask questions. Don't stop asking. I think I learned it in a course a long time ago. It's all right not to know. It's not all right not to ask. So I think that's a fairly good maxim. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that. Did you want to say anything, Karen?
I can do.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah, so one of the things that we're looking at in particular is actually having a Bible. And I know a lot of, all of us have Bibles on our telephone and on our phone, and quite a lot of the young people do, but personally, a bit old fashioned, I do like, you know, kind of the written word and to have that. So we're going to talk about that with them, and some of the things around as parents and carers, what's important for us. So previously, young people that have been in our care, we've kind of asked them what helps them about encouraging them to open their Bible and read God's word, because it's really important to have that understanding of what their foundation is, because some of these young people that we've got here, it won't be long and they'll be kind of going off out into the world, to university and so on. At the moment, as parents and carers, we're the ones that are saying, come on, it's only 10:30, get out of bed, you've got to go to church. And soon it's going to be actually down to them and just their, you know, their relationship with God alone. So what we want them to really feel solid in is their foundation and their understanding and where they go to for their help and their strength. So when we ask the young people what helped them, what didn't help them, encourage them using their Bibles more, and our own children who are, you know, adult children now, they said, don't nag us. You know, have you read your Bible today? Have you read your Bible today? Don't nag. Be visible, reading your own Bible, and also to share what you've read. What's been in your daily reading? How did that help you? And actually, again, going back to what Judith was saying, ask their opinion. I read this. What do you think? How do you interpret that? What are your thoughts around that? So it makes them feel that they're sort of... opinion counts within the family. If you can, I think sometimes it's quite hard when you've got, as your children get older, to kind of really talk to them about their spiritual life. It's great when they're younger, aren't they? We start off with all of the Bible stories and so on, and then as they get older, it kind of gets a little bit harder to talk about spiritual life, but kind of bring that in. Share how your walk is going, and that helps them also. I think the other thing that was key was, as any parent knows, you start off, don't you, in September when your child goes off to school in their new uniform. They look like they've got their dad's outfit on, don't they? And then very soon, within 6 months, they look like an extra in Miami Vice because the sleeves are up here and their trousers look like they've had an argument with their ankles. I think the same goes with actually your Bible. Is it sort of fit for purpose? The words and is fit for purpose, but is the Bible itself? So you know, what, think about what your kind of child or teenager is using now. Is it still the same Bible they perhaps, you know, got at Soul Survivor 6-7 years ago? Is it the right language? Do they understand the language? Does it work for them? For me, I use the Live Bible, which is a youth Bible, but it's great because for me, my connection with God is all around. So it's some of the photography, the poetry that young people have written and has been added and interprets. There's place for notes. Every single chapter, it starts with how is this chapter connected to Jesus, all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So for me, that works. So it's very important to have that conversation. Is your Bible still working for you? You know, is this the right one? Do we need to look for something new for you? So those are just the keys. So just ask that you kind of pray for your young people here. And as we go through the Bible project, the first one we've got today, we're kicking off with basically how the Old and the New Testament connect, which is great because actually unplanned, it fitted with what Dave did on Friday night at Ignite. So something's working. Thank you.